at this, you know, at times. But, you know, I think that we have it. Well, I know we have everybody we need.
Will you guys have a better relationship offense to defense? Again, I mean, it was a difficult situation probably. Lovie Smith,
yeah,
a very accomplished defensive coach as a head coach, a defense that was very accomplished and yeah, used to doing things their way. From the outside looking in, it seemed as if it was kind of, there was a bit of a division with a new coach coming in. Do you get the sense that there'll be more of a synergy between the offense and defense this year?
Well, there wasn't a division between defense and offense. I mean, whenever you lose a guy like Lovie Smith, that was very hard for the organization to do, I think. You know, everybody in the building is going to be, you know, kind of uprooted a little bit. So I'm sure, you know, it was tough for some guys, you know, not just players, but staff, too. You know, he's an amazing man, you know, but the NFL, this is not a unique situation. It's not for long, and it's about what have you done for me lately. So, you know, they went and got Coach Trustman, and I think the culture that he's built here is really one that we all can, you know, grow and potentially win a few championships.
Well, look, we appreciate the hour. Here's to many more hours together, the three of us.
Yep.
Hopefully this coming football season. And congrats on the deal.
Do you have a gift
you've earned
certificate
it
for him?
We do. We have a gift card.
Oh,
not
really?
That you need this.
Yeah, I know.
Really?
You should
we're
be handing us gift cards.
Signed a $23 million guaranteed contract extension.
I'll give it to one of my guys out there that's been out here watching the show.
Go see David Flom, though, over at Chicago Cut. You know,
oh, so you want me to keep it?
They're the best.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, you could.
They want
you
me
could,
to keep it.
You know, you could give it to one of our fans, but David Flom will take care of you anyway.
Yeah, you know what I usually do with this stuff? I usually find someone in the facility and give it to them.
There you go.
Yeah,
it's
yours now.
Chicago Cut, though, man, Jay, that was one of the first restaurants Jay took me to. So that's like his favorite restaurant, and they always treat us good.
When Kristen had the baby and he didn't like the hospital food, he called David Flom, and David drove hamburgers over to the hospital right away. So
they're good dudes
people.
Over there.
Yeah, good people.
Great to see you, and congratulations.
Thank you.
Brandon Marshall in studio with us. It's Waddle and Sylvie on ESPN 1000.